Sefer Vayikra, the first pasuk, and the first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar, to develop a very straightforward idea, but one that I think will be critical as we move forward in our understanding of Sefer Bamidbar. So, Freddie, in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which you described correctly, is a book about the Mishkan and a book about the Korbanos. The very beginning of Sefer Vayikra is Vayikra el Moshe, that he called to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav me ohel moed lemor. What's the location? The ohel moed. Who are the parties involved? Hashem and Moshe. So Avishai, what we have here is Hashem and Moshe, and they are in the ohel moed. And of course, the psukim go on to say, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amar to lehem Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. It's very notable that we do not have any date or time in the pasuk, and that is very much reflective of Sefer Vayikra, which is not a sefer that so much takes place in history. It's ahistorical. It deals with the halachos of the Mishkan, of Kadshim, of the Kohanim. That's why it's called Toras Kohanim, of the holidays, to be sure, as well, and the implications of Kedusha for the entire Jewish people, Kedoshim Tiyu, but there's very little in terms of narrative. It's true we have the story of Nadav and Abihu, but that's really a story about how human beings can, unfortunately, desecrate Kedusha. And then, on the other hand, we have the story of the Mekalel, of the one who cursed, which is also a story of how human beings can defile Kedusha, in particular the sanctity of God's name. That is all true, and that is all correct. But basically, Sefer Vayikra is about the Ohel Moed, Hashem communicating to Moshe, who will communicate these halachos to the Jewish people. There's really very little about it in any way that is to do with a particular time or a particular place. By contrast, the very first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar is similar, but different in two critical ways. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. Okay, so Hashem speaking to Moshe, that's all the same. B'midbar Sinai be'ohel moed. Yes, it's the same as Vayikra, it's in the ohel moed, but now we're told the ohel moed is actually in Midbar Sinai, is in the Sinai Desert. So we're giving you a particular geographical location. Now we knew that that's where the ohel moed was, but we'll see the significance in a second. Be'echad, on the first day, L'chodesh HaSheni, of what we call the month of Iyar, the second month, Bashano Hashenis, let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim Lemor. Okay? So we're given the date. It's the first day of the second month, the second year since the Jewish people left Egypt. The Jewish people left Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. So we're talking about 1 year and 2 weeks later, essentially, on the first day of the month of Iyar. The Mishkan has already been consecrated and dedicated, etc. So in the very first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar, we see a connection to Sefer Vayikra. Hashem's still speaking to Moshe, and he's speaking to him, Ben, from the Ohel Moed. But the introduction of a particular date and a particular geographical location, not just the Ohel Moed, but Midbar Sinai, tells us that this is going to be a very different kind of Sefer. Yes, it's a continuation of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, which is all about Kedusha, about sanctity, the sanctity of the Mishkan, the sanctity of the Kohanim, the sanctity of the Korbanos, the sanctity of the holidays. But what this first pasuk is telling us is that it's one thing to have sanctity in Sefer Vayikra, but it's a whole nother thing to have sanctity, quote unquote, in the real world, Yaakov. Right? Because in the real world, right, what we find is there are many challenges when you deal with people and the nation, in a particular place, in a particular location, in a particular time in history. And that becomes the challenge of Sefer Bamidbar, somehow to synthesize the story of Sefer Vayikra, the story of Kedusha, the story of the Ohel Moed, with the real-life story of a Jewish people that were once slaves with Midbar Sinai, and it's only been a year, as the pasuk reminds us, since they emerged from that slavery in Egypt. They haven't been at this for a very long time, and they're vulnerable in many, many different ways. This is why Sefer Bamidbar, I think, in some ways, is much more of a template for our community than Sefer Vayikra. Which is to say that Sefer Bamidbar tells us that the challenge of life is to take all the values of Kedusha, the values of sanctity, and bring them into a complicated world, into a world where we don't have the benefit of spending all day in the Ohel Moed and the Mishkan. And we have to go out into the world, and we have to deal sometimes with difficult people, the kind of people that we'll meet in Sefer Bamidbar, whether it's a Korach or a Dasan and Aviram or the Meraglim, right, or the Asaf Suf in Kivros HaTava. There's all kinds of difficult characters that we meet. And even the best of characters, even Miriam and Aharon, will have a failure in terms of their understanding of Moshe and his role. And even Moshe Rabbeinu will have a failure at Mei Meriva. It's much more difficult in the real world. Perfection is not within the realm of the human province. Right? Lo nisna ha-Torah le-malochei ha-shares. The Torah has not been given over to human, to the angels. It's been given over to human beings. And in that regard, I think Sefer Bamidbar becomes a very important sefer for us to look at, the successes as well as the failures, because it really, Ezra, has to do with our attempt to try to live lives of Kedusha, even as in every generation we have to deal with the challenge of synthesizing the Ohel Moed with the quote-unquote Midbar Sinai. It's not an easy task. It's something that demands much of us. So there's a famous comment on the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos as we prepare for Shavuos that I think speaks exactly to this point about how the Torah was meant to guide us very much in the real world, not, again, in a perfect world where there were no challenges. The Mishnah, as we know, says, Moshe kibal Torah misinai u'misara liyoshua. Moshe kibal Torah misinai. The Medrash describes that the malachim, the angels, were very angry. They were very angry. They thought that if God would give the Torah to the Jewish people would defile the Torah. The Jewish people would desecrate the Torah. The Jewish people, unfortunately, would not live up to the standards of the Torah. And Moshe turned to God, who said to Moshe, "Oh, but Moshe, how do you respond to this? You are, after all, the only human being here to defend humankind. So what do you say to the charges, to the accusations, to the concerns of the angels?" And Moshe said, "They're exactly right. They are exactly right. We human beings are flawed. We don't always tell the truth. We don't always do the right thing. We don't always act responsibly. Sometimes we're selfish, sometimes we steal, sometimes we deceive. That's why we need the Torah. The angels don't need the Torah. They're perfect. So lo nisna ha-Torah le-malache ha-shares is not a bidi-eved. On the contrary, lo nisna ha-Torah le-malache ha-shares, that's exactly the way that Hashem wanted it. It provides guidance for the real world. It says, lo tiknov, don't steal. It says, lo sischach ha-shu ish ba-mito, midvar sheker tirchak. That we should be honest people. Right? Lo tikom v'lo titor. It's hard, but don't bear a grudge. Don't avenge yourself on others. I mean, that's exactly the idea of Sefer Bamidbar. Can we take Sefer Vayikra and the values of the Ohel Moed, and can we somehow be able to transport that into a very complicated world, into a world where there are so many challenges. Now, in the immediate sense, as we've spoken about, Sefer Bamidbar has many failures, but it creates a kind of a template for us of what it means to live with Torah and through Torah in the real world. And again, the real world, in so many different ways, can continue to be an extremely challenging place. There are new challenges that creep up all the time. We never fully, escape those challenges. We're not meant to escape those challenges. The challenges that we're dealing with right now are very significant challenges. But it's all part of a broader story of how challenges define our existence here in this realm. And our job is to somehow live as best as we can according to the standards of Kedusha of Sefer Vayikra, according to the standards of Kedoshim Tiyu, according to the standards of the Ohel Moed, but very much b'midbar Sinai, b'echad l'chodesh ha-shini, b'ashana ha-shini, sotzei sam eretz Mitzrayim, in every generation, it's our task to export the values of the Ohel Moed into the proverbial Midbar Sinai, into a world that is filled with very substantial, very significant and ongoing challenges, never to compromise our integrity, never to compromise our Torah commitment, but to be aware of the great challenge that's involved with applying Torah and living according to Torah and having Torah values even in a very complicated world.